The Chief Fire Officer, Dr. Albert Brown Gazy, has directed that fire inspection be conducted at all EC offices across the country as the elections approach. The inspection, which will look at conformity to fire safety regulations, emergency exits, fire notices, among others, will ensure that election-related materials are protected. The directives come almost a month after fire gutted the Hafua non-North EC office at Tepa in the Ashanti region. The Chief Fire Officer announced this at the inauguration of the ministry's fire station.
For once, we've been able to open the Parliament House fire station. So now we have the Parliament House fire station and we have the ministry's fire station complementing each other. And what is the most essential aspect we consider is that this place is closer to the Electoral Commission, where in case of emergency, they can respond to, as well as that of Parliament House. So in terms of proximity, we've been able to make some headway. I've already directed that the regional commands should conduct inspection for the Electoral Commission offices. And this will also be extended to various government installations. We need to make sure that we put in appropriate fire defense systems as we approach election.
Chief Fire Officer Dr. Albert Brown Gazy.
Meanwhile, the Ghana National Fire Service has decried the lack of fire safety measures in government buildings, especially at the ministries. Most of the buildings do not have emergency exits, fire notices, fire extinguishers, or evacuation plans. The Chief Fire Officer, Albert Brown Gazy, said this at the inauguration of a new fire station at the ministries. He asked the head of the civil service and other authorities to give priority attention to fire safety measures in government institutions. A report by Doreen Ampofu.
There have been fire outbreaks at some offices at the ministries, which destroyed large amounts of vital documents and equipment. A case in point is the old Ministry of Foreign Affairs building, which was completely razed down by fire in 2009. This and many others have raised concern about the lack of fire station at the ministries, where volumes of vital documents are processed every day. The siting of the fire station is to secure the area in case of fire outbreak. The Chief Fire Officer, Albert Brown Gazy, was not happy about lack of fire safety equipment at the ministries.
We have had the opportunity of organizing a lot of safety audits in the ministries, department, agencies. You have a situation where national assets are destroyed by fire as a result of the fact that we have not been able to put up appropriate fire defense systems vis-a-vis the prevention, the precautionary, and the protective measures. Most of these buildings you see have been virtually old buildings. At that time, the workforce, the human resource base was not as it is today. Some years ago, some of them, some offices, you had only one or two people in the office. Now you are crowded. And this requires that we must be serious with our evacuation procedures, provision of emergency exits, as well as regular simulation exercises in our offices. The housekeeping of most of these offices seems to be nothing to write home about. Emergency exits have been obstructed with cabinets, wardrobes, and other immovable items that does not facilitate or expedite evacuation in times of emergency. Some of the offices also don't have the fire notices. You get there and you don't know where is the emergency exit. You don't even know where, seems to be no entry. All these things are not there. Over the weekend, especially Friday evenings and Saturdays, you go around and you see some of the offices with their lights on. I've noticed it. I've personally gone around. And in as much as the lights are on, it also confirms that sockets would have also been on. Some of us leave our computers on when we are going for the weekend holidays.
The head of civil service, Nanai Jekum Dramna, asked workers at the ministries not to put obstruction in the way of the new fire station so that the personnel can promptly deploy their facilities to protect life and property.
This is expected that the task force will put in place actions to free the ministerial area of unauthorized persons and activities, including structures, hawking and truck pushing and parking. The activities of the fire station will be rendered either difficult or impossible if we put too many obstructions in their way, and also engage in activities that are likely to lead to fire, explosion or flood.
The Minister for the Interior, Prosper Bani, called for support for officers who will be working at the new station. The new fire station has four offices, a watch and control room, and one fire tender. The first commander of the new fire station is Naomi Ofori Adobia.
Doreen Ampofu's report.